You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this.
Welcome to the best part of your Tuesday night. And if you're... Wait, that's not right. I just had a flashback, Javacia. Back to the switching the coverage days. Hello to everyone out there. Yes, it is I. It is me. It is Eric Flowers. These days, you can find me at Creed 63. I am Creed 63's in-house... What would you call it, Javacia?
Podcast magician.
You know what? I'm going to put that on my business cards. Podcast magician. I am at Creed 63, where for all of you content creators out there, we are here to assist you with the full-scale creation of your podcast. That is all the way from just coming up with a title to working you up to and through your first few episodes so that at launch you have a successful product. So very briefly, I want to tell you a little bit about how we've been able to do that here with the Righteous Babe podcast.
Righteous Babe.
Let me just tell y'all, when Javacia came up with that title, I was so excited. Like I really was, because working with people from a creative capacity, you know what you want them to do, but it can sometimes be hard to put that into words. Mm-hmm. And what I've appreciated about working with you is every time I asked you to do something, you just got it. You just got it. So before we talk about the Righteous Babe podcast, I want to give you guys a little bit of a behind the scenes from my point of view. So when we first met, I was caught off guard because Javacia had done all this homework already. And I was like, well, today was just hello and what we going to be doing. But that was such a strong indicator to me of the work she was ready to put in. And let me tell you guys, with this just being a preview, I can guarantee what you're going to hear is going to be engaging, it is going to be fruitful, and it is going to be something you want to continue to consume. As we sat down, really trying to figure out what we wanted this creation to be, we both understood what journaling meant to Javacia down to a personal level. And I've been privy enough, and thank you so much for that privilege. I've been privy enough to see everything behind the scenes and hear some of the stories that you ladies and gents out there, I've learned not to say guys and girls, that you that you ladies and gents out there are going to hear as you continue to hit play. So let me just give you a couple of instructions. Like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Whether you are someone who is a writer, a content creator, someone who is into journaling, I already know as you listen to these episodes, you're going to be hooked. But I'm speaking to the people out there who just maybe came across this on Facebook, maybe saw it on Instagram, or however you came across the Righteous Babe podcast. There is something for you in this journey as well. One of the most meaningful things to all of us is human connection. Mm-hmm. And the way Javacia has been able to humanize journaling through the lens of her journey as a writer and sharing with us some of the stories on how it connects to other facets of her brand. Shout out to C. Jane Wright.
Yes, yes.
for those of you that just came across it, and I guess we could call you a casual consumer. I'm laughing because I told Javacia, I was like, don't say that. Well, I'm saying it. You know, if you're someone that's just more casual passing by, these stories are and will be stories that you can connect with on a personal level. And that's one of the things that has always been so meaningful to me is human connection. And I know you will receive that. So with all of that said, Eric, the podcast magician, would like to introduce the Righteous Babe herself, Mrs. I'm not finna do what Iva did to you, Mrs. Javacia Harris Bowser.
Thank you. Hello, hello, everybody. It's the Righteous Babe. And to be clear, that is righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. So a lot of you who are not casual consumers, you may know me as the founder of C. Jane Wright. which is a website and community for women who write. And if you have been following me for a really, really, really long time, you might remember I used to have a blog called Righteous Babe. And so this is kind of a throwback to that. And I love to journal. I am pretty much obsessed with it. And it has helped me with every single area of my life, including battling cancer in 2020. And so because I have seen the power of journaling, I want to share that with you and with everybody else. And so that's why we're here. I want to share with you the power of journaling. I want to show you how it can really transform your life as well, and how it can help you with every single area of your life. And so if you're wondering, well, why should I listen to this every week? That's why. Because I'm going to show you how you can actually use journaling to get to the best version of yourself. And you don't have to be a writer. I'm a writer. I work with writers all the time. But even if you don't consider yourself a writer, journaling can still help you. It can still be very powerful and very transformative for you. And so what you can expect each week is I'm going to, you know, give you tips on how you can use journaling. But more than that, I'm going to share with you my story, and I plan to have a few guests on sharing their story so that you can actually see the impact of journaling. Not just me saying, oh, journaling is very transformative. No, I want to give you the evidence, and the evidence is going to be in my story and in the story of the folks who I will invite to be on the show with me. And my goal is that one day you will be on the show with me. I want you to start journaling. I want it to make such a huge difference in your life that you're like, oh my gosh, Javasia, I got to talk to you about this. I got to tell the world about this. And so I hope that one day you'll be here on the show with me.
So if we had to give them a slice of the cheesecake, I say cheesecake, only because for my Birmingham people, if you are someone that frequents Saltgrass Steakhouse, and I'm not getting paid to say this, this is just free pub for them. If you're someone that visits Saltgrass Steakhouse on 280, order the cheesecake, the New York cheesecake for dessert. I got cheesecake on my brain. But if we had to give them just a small piece of the cheesecake as we wrap this preview up, what are some of the shows or some of the things you have coming down the pipeline that you are excited for them to hear?
Yeah, so there's so much. I, of course, will talk about how journaling helped me through my cancer journey. But don't worry, this isn't going to be some sad podcast. Even that episode is not super sad, because most folks know that I used humor to get through my cancer diagnosis. But I'm also going to be talking about how you can use journaling to help with your confidence, your body image, how it can help you in your career, how it can help you in your relationships, and every other area of life, your fitness journey, all of these things. We're going to talk about how you can use journaling for every single aspect of your life.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. The Righteous Babe podcast is officially launched.
That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.